Welcome to another Ellie Foreign Sports Podcast. We don't have to be both here, so I'm gonna turn this out. We got Howard Foreman here. How are you doing?
Always great to be here, Ellie.
We got Ellie Foreman here. I'm doing amazing. Howie, the GOAT, has retired. Played for the Patriots, the Buccaneers, Settlers Let's Go podcast. That he did not come up with his decision, but today he did come up with his decision. And he is retired. Hi, what's your take on this? And let's just talk about what do you think his best part of his career was. I think the best part of his career, probably the tackle. That was a great shot. The way he tucked the ball in. How do you feel?
Well, so first of all, I just want to say to Tom Brady, you know, he's a big fan of the podcast that we got here. I just want to say, Tom, thank you so much. We are so grateful that you came to Tampa Bay. We are so grateful that you led us to the Super Bowl 1 year and led us to the playoffs the next year. What can we say? It was great. Thank you. In terms of the greatest play of his career, maybe the greatest game of his career would maybe be the Super Bowl against Atlanta.
They were
down 28-3. You know, thank you, anchor. We were at a game where he led the team back from 27-3.
Wish our defense could have held on to it.
But, you know, NFL is a tough sport, tough place to repeat. We had a lot of injuries this year, but Tom Brady, the GOAT. Thank you. Thank you for coming to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, thank you. But Kyle Rask, his jersey is going to be selling for like $5 one day. That's what he's probably selling for right now. But Kyle Rask, he left us with him and Blaine Gabbert and Ryan Griffin. And Ryan Griffin and Blaine Gabbert are both free agents. So basically, the only QB we have in our roster is Kyle Rask. That is what I call a team in bad quarterback shape. Howie, who's our starting quarterback next year for me? I think it's going to be Teddy Bridgewater, the guy Arians loves.
Is Teddy Bridgewater a free agent?
No, but we could definitely change him. He's going to be cut.
So, I honestly would love to see us go with a Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo has led teams deep into the playoffs. He was a few minutes away from being back in the Super Bowl. He's gone to the Super Bowl before.
The Super Bowl before.
The man has been in the QB room. He's been in a QB room.
He won a Super Bowl.
He's been in a QB room with Tom Brady, so he's seen how it's done right. We have a lot of talent in our team. Let's use that money. Let's re-sign so many of the free agents. We have 11 starters who are free agents. Some will be able to get back, some we won't.
The most important player I think we need back, Chris Godwin or Nelson Cassil. Both of them make a big difference on the team. I think mostly, actually, Leonard Fournette and David Cassidy. But that means Gronkowski also retired. Thank you, Robbie Gronk. Howie, do you have anything to say about Rob Gronkowski?
Well, I mean, listen, Rob Gronkowski gave us some great years, some great catches. I mean,
two catches in the Super Bowl for a touchdown.
Let me say this. Thank you, Tom Brady. Thank you, Rob Gronkowski. Now, looking forward to next year.
So we have three Bucks that retired. Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
We got to see Antonio Brown retire mid-game.
We saw some important moments. We saw Tom Brady's last fourth quarter comeback. We saw his last touchdown ever. You know, what can I say? Thank you, Tom Brady. You really, you're etched into our minds and our hearts forever. We will miss you. We will miss you so much.
Come back as a coach, Brady, if you're listening. Yeah. Noke also has a lot about this. This is the Noke Daily Podcast. He has a lot about that. Noke, you also got to give your fans 20 minutes of this.
Go Bucks. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. All right, reserve.